I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Over the years, the image of Libyan leader Muammar Gaddafi has flitted between international menace and international joke. In recent weeks, the pendulum has swung firmly in the direction of menace. Not that the flamboyant, larger-than-life aspect of the man has been forgotten. There's plenty of that coming up in our next story. Right now, though, we consider a select group of people who've been caught up in the storm surrounding the Libyan leader and his family, international pop stars. Here's The World's Alex Gallifant.
Hello?
Yo, I'm in the booth. I'm going to call you right back.
Okay, it won't take a second.
Nah, I just got to put this one part down. I'm going to call you back.
It's important.
I'm at the studio, man.
Usher, that gig you played in Libya, people know.
Man, quit playing with me, man.
They know.
No, for real. Don't play like that.
Look, everyone's talking. You might want to speak about this.
Every time I was in L.A., I was with my ex-girlfriend.
Usher scored a huge hit with this song without my contribution. It's called Confessions Part 2. And many in the music industry have been calling for confessions of sort from Usher and other artists, including Beyoncé and Mariah Carey. In recent years, they all reportedly performed private shows for the family of Libya's Muammar Gaddafi and were paid large sums of money for their services. A State Department document released by WikiLeaks put the price of a concert allegedly featuring Usher and Beyoncé at $1 million. Given the events of recent days, taking Gaddafi money doesn't look too good.
I know I hurt you, but there's more. Listen.
One summer night, we ran away for a while.
Artists like Mariah Carey do perform private gigs in faraway places, and there's nothing intrinsically wrong with that, says Jason Maloney.
But no smart artist would allow themselves or allow their brand to be misrepresented without knowing where that money comes from.
Maloney is with Levick Strategic Communications. He specializes in crisis PR for entertainment and sports clients. Maloney says running away from the story isn't possible anymore.
Gone are the days when the actor's going to disappear to Japan and do a giant whiskey advertising campaign and nobody ever hear about it.
Artists are accountable for their decisions, Maloney says, just as other businesses are. And in today's world, nothing stays hidden for long.
They always find the blue dress, as they say.
Now, Libya was formally open for business. The country had kind of been rehabilitated into the international community. But still,
any artist who has played Libya, or frankly any other dictatorship in recent months, would be wise to rip the Band-Aid off and, as we use in crisis communication circles, run to the light, announce what happened, and donate any proceeds that came from that venue to a worthwhile cause.
Today, that's exactly what another artist announced she would do. The Canadian pop star Nelly Furtado posted a message on Twitter admitting that she'd accepted $1 million from the Gaddafi family. She played a 45-minute set for them at a hotel in Italy. She'll now donate the money she earned. No word yet from Usher, Beyoncé or Mariah Carey, but Nelly Furtado, at least, seems ready to let her Libyan earnings go. For The World, I'm Alex Gallifant.